What do you want to talk about?
Probably some things.
Okay. You got some stuff because I don't.
Well, guys, we're doing the whole show abroad. Mom is in Arkansas. That's the place that it's kind of like knockoff Kansas with a bit of an R at the front of it.
Arkansas.
Because even my mom has a podcast. Hey, I'm Von Fry, and joining me via phone is...
Mom.
Yeah. All right. So, how have things been for you?
Pretty good. We're having a pretty good time. It's been pretty unusually cold time of year.
Yeah, it's been a little cold. We had our trick-or-treaters, had a total of 54, most of them coming after 7 o'clock. I did it for 2 hours.
Well, you did good. We only had, like, I think 12 or something like that, and they all stopped by 7.
I'm popping open a Rockstar drink here. So you actually get some points for some Xbox stuff if you buy Doritos, Rockstar, and Mountain Dew, and you open them in the same day. You redeem the points together. So I may have to go to Target and pick up some Doritos that are specially marked.
Oh,
for that reason,
okay.
Yeah. And also another packet of Mountain Dew, because I didn't realize that's the way their promotion worked, and I entered the Mountain Dew and the Rockstar, and it said, oh, well, you get the points multiply if you have the Doritos. I'm like, oh, crap, I don't have any Doritos, and I already entered these numbers.
Are you sure? We might have Doritos in the cabinet over there.
I looked. We have them, but they're not specially marked.
Oh, okay.
So they don't count. Wonderful, right?
All right.
We had, of the kids, I saw a couple of Wednesday Addams. I did see,
oh, really?
I saw a Boba Fett, an Incredible Hulk, a couple of Spider-Man, a Batman, to my surprise, a Master Chief, fairly popular costume. I think Master Chief gets a pretty prominent display over at Walmart, and that's why I see Master Chiefs. I'm surprised I didn't see a Darth Vader or a Jedi or even a Yoda, nothing like that. But most of the kids went as Freezing. I asked one little girl what she was, and her sister said a mermaid, but they may as well look like they were going skiing, because it was like under 40 over here.
I'm telling you, it was cold. They all have coats on over their costumes.
The vast majority of them, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, did you make a jack-o'-lantern?
I did, but I only spent 1 second on it.
Well, did it look good?
Well, what I did was I took the keyhole knife that I used to carve the jack-o'-lantern with, and I just stabbed it in the side and kind of left the knife in there and then put a light in front of it. And I called that the last-minute jack-o'-lantern.
I bet people thought it looked really dumb.
Nobody commented on it. I
guess not.
People have... The thing is, if I spend 2 hours making a jack-o'-lantern and one person comments on it, is it really worth doing?
Well, you make some pretty awesome ones.
I mean, some pretty mediocre ones.
Your Ghostbuster one was pretty good.
I didn't have a concept in mind, and I was thinking, what can I do? But I did make a little reel of it, calling it like last-minute jack-o'-lantern, and people watch that.
I guess.
So
it should be called lame jack-o'-lantern.
It's a life hack. You have to, literally, I hacked into it. Right, there you go.
Yeah, you hacked it, all right.
So what kind of costumes did you see?
Oh, not very many. I don't even remember. One little boy, some kind of a blue animal. I'm not sure what it is. He was pretty cute. He comes up to that. There's a bunch of kids, and he's at the end of it. It's like he's maybe about 3 or so, and he goes, he holds his hand up, and he goes, I don't have a bag.
Had that too. I had a lot of kids with no bags.
Yeah, so we gave him some M&Ms, I think a Butterfinger, one for each hand. He turns around to his parents, who are like down on the sidewalk.
And the parents had the bag.
Look!
that's a thing that was happening, was the parents had the bag, and I'm giving these kids 3 pieces of candy apiece, and they can't hold them with their tiny little child hands. So they would drop them on the way back to their parents. It was weird, but I guess a lot of people weren't doing the trick-or-treating because, like, some of the parents would say, thanks for doing this, because a lot of these houses over in my neighborhood don't have it. And I'm like, you're supposed to stick to your neighborhood, lady. right?
Well, some people, like, if you live in apartments, you can't go trick-or-treating there. And, you know, I can't imagine not doing trick-or-treating. Like, you know, your relatives that were staying at their house right now, they said, no, just don't answer the door. So I said, no, that's the fun part. I love trick-or-treating. So we went and got candy and turned the light on and everything. And
we had some,
didn't have very many.
Had some problems with the candy. I noticed that there was loose M&Ms and peanut M&Ms in the bowl. And so I'm wondering how they even got in there. They gave us loose M&Ms in the pack, the big package that's supposed to have all the fun size packs. Then at the last one I opened is a Snickers, and there is one full of air Snicker bar, fun size Snicker bar in the Snicker packet.
Something like their packaging machine was broken or something.
It would sure seem that way, wouldn't it?
Yep.
So, actually, with you on the phone here, I don't know if we can do our some of our sound effects or not. Actually, no, we shouldn't have any issue with the sound effects. It's the if I put music on Bluetooth, I think it'd be an issue. But I do want to kind of get into the news.
Okay.
And I think that what I'd like to talk to you about is, well, one, the World Series ended last night as of this recording. And there was a guy who, you know, I didn't write his name down. Oh, his name's Will Smith. Okay, that's why I didn't write his name down, because it was super lame. This guy, Will Smith. I think it's Will Smith, but there was a player who won three consecutive World Series last night. Yeah, he makes history. Third World Series in a row with three different teams.
Wow.
And he's a relief pitcher who they kind of go up there and then they're relieved that they still won the game because his stats aren't good or anything.
I like that. And they're still relieved they won the game.
So he didn't really have a big impact, but he should be there for like a luck charm, I guess. So three consecutive World Series victories with three different teams. Does that make him, is that what they call GOAT status?
Well, maybe he's got three big old, do they get rings? What do they get?
I think every North American sport, you get a ring. They have a big trophy thing that they give to the organization, and then they have rings, I think, for the players.
Cool.
Also, want to talk a little bit about some football. As you guys were leaving, Oklahoma was playing at Lawrence, playing against KU. Woo!
And KU won.
There was a big rain delay. Thanks for spoiling that. You know, getting right to the end results. There was a big rain delay and sat through that. And then when the action started back up, Oklahoma was on fire. And I was like, well, that's it for Kansas. I don't know. The wind got knocked out with the rain delay. They've lost interest in the game. Whatever. Stadium wasn't as full. All of that stuff. But KU's quarterback, he tried his hardest to lose the game. He was throwing passes straight to the Sooners, and they wouldn't catch him. Sometimes they would. Regardless, somehow KU managed to win the game. And I'll tell you how they won it.
Great.
I'll tell you how they won it. Oklahoma and Texas are leaving the Big 12. So the commissioner of the Big 12 is like, screw you guys. You're not getting the calls. You're not going to get the calls that would have made the game a win for you, you know, phantom holding, what inbounds, so, you know, hey, not enough evidence to overturn. You're not going to get that stuff. We're going to officiate this the right way, and you're going to take your L and walk over to the SEC. And that is what happened. Oklahoma could have easily won the game if they got the whistles that they usually got that the Big 12 wanted them to have, and they didn't get it. So parting gift, losing to the Jayhawks in Lawrence for the first time since 1984 when Troy Aikman was the Sooners quarterback.
Oh, wow. Seriously? I didn't know it was that long ago.
That long since they lost in Lawrence.
Almost our whole marriage. Gosh.
Well, it's my whole life.
That's the year you were born. That's your whole freaking life, yes.
Yeah. Oh, you can say freaking on this podcast?
Uh-oh. I messed up. I don't say freaking, but I did. Sorry.
Well, I guess he can now. In other news, don't really have a whole lot else to say. That George Santos, your favorite representative, He avoided being, I think they called it extradited from the Congress. They had a vote, and he got a majority of the votes to stay because I guess he's made fast friends with all the GOP people. So he gets to stay representing whoever elected him. Wasn't it New York somewhere?
Whoever, some but district that's in pretty New York. Sad state of affairs. I'm sorry. That's pretty sad.
How tall do you think George is?
Somebody like that.
How tall? Because I've seen him yelling at reporters and stuff. He's listed at 6'3", but I have to wonder if that's true.
He probably wears heels.
It could be the case. He just doesn't strike me as that tall.
If he's listed, I wouldn't believe anything about him. I mean, if he's listed as 6'3", I mean, are you going to believe it?
Thing I'm reading also says he was born in the U.S. And I'm not even sure about that. There is no telling what is going on with this guy. The potential for movies here, we need like two movies with two different theories about who he actually is, you know?
They probably will make a Lifetime story about him or something.
I wonder if Lifetime still does those movies, those TV movies, where it's always like a daughter's betrayal or the cheerleader has to push the woman down the stairs, you know, something like that.
George Santos, is he a... Who is he? I don't know.
I dated a representative, or did I? You know, Yeah, something like that, right?
I'm sitting in your aunt and uncle's guest room, and I was nice, and I wrapped Christmas presents. So it looks like Christmas in here. I wrapped 20 Christmas presents for Aunt Alice.
And you call that being nice?
Yeah, it was fun. Give me something to do. Now I feel like I'm in the Christmas mood.
Explain to your audience why it is that you are in Arkansas right now and I'm not.
Because we're staying with my mother-in-law because she lives with my brother and sister-in-law, but we don't want her to be by herself, so we come here and stay with her.
So she lives with them, but they're not here because that's how stories are told.
They're on a cruise, they're on a cruise, we're staying with them. And I'm cooking dinners and stuff for her, and we took her to get a shot today and to lunch, and we're having a good time.
Have you guys played some games like Scrabble? Does she still like playing Scrabble?
No, you guys, maybe when she comes, they're going to come to our house for Thanksgiving. Maybe you can play Scrabble.
We're going
with her.
To actually have a pretty packed house for Thanksgiving. And that being a Thursday would probably be a pretty good time to report a live podcast, but
the relatives
with relatives there, as you know, as laugh track in the background, you know, as we crack them up. I think that would be a good idea. I think it'd be fun for everybody.
Well, I'm gonna be busy cooking. I have to make all kinds of food that day, and I'll be busy, I'm afraid.
I thought we were ordering like the turkey, like deep fried from the grocery store, like something. We were doing something, we were cheating, but we were gonna pass it off as us doing it.
No, we're not going to pass anything off. We're buying a smoked turkey from a meat shop in town.
A meat shop?
I don't know what it's called. A meat store? A meat...
Butcher shop?
I don't know. Yeah, they smoke turkeys for the holidays. We're buying one of those, and we're going to have... And I'm going to make a ham and dressing and all the good turkey stuff. Pumpkin pies and lots of fun.
All right. Well, you told me I had to go pick up some prescriptions for you, so I may do that after the podcast, and I might also swing by Target and see if they have the new RoboCop game that came out today. It looks like it could be fun. It's interesting because you play as a RoboCop, you sound like RoboCop, they have the music, like everything looks like RoboCop, and it's so true to RoboCop, you cannot run. You have to walk the entire game because RoboCop doesn't run.
Oh, that might be hard.
So if there's like an incoming missile or something, you better just turn to the side and walk away as quick as possible.
You just will book it, really. Yeah. Man, traffic is awful over here. It's just crazy. They're all so many people live here, and they're like, you know, just like two lane roads. They're old roads and homes.
Yeah, that's
crazy.
Okay. So you're in Bentonville, which is sort of like the nouveau riche Hamptons of the South, right? Okay.
Arkansas. Yeah.
So it doesn't sound like much, but the story is everybody who sells anything at Walmart has to have a representative living in Bentonville, the headquarters of Walmart.
There's
that's their law.
Here.
That's their rule.
Right.
But so what you end up with is a bunch of people living there that make a huge amount of money on the sales to Walmart. One of them being my cousin, your nephew.
Yeah.
And he brought...
He's doing good.
His claim to fame is he brought the fidget spinner to Walmart and created the fidget spinner hype. And for
That's pretty good.
Was rewarded handsomely, and he has a mansion. And he bought a second home for his parents and his grandmother to live in. And that makes me look like a complete loser. But...
I mean, you're a good boy.
It's his problem, right?
Good man.
You know, I have a podcast. He doesn't. So, I mean, who's really winning here? If you think about it,
he is.
Oh, you decided? You know,
yeah, I decided.
I think it might be time for us to play.
Okay.
All right. So, today's theme, we're going to go with. All right, I'm going to let you choose. Okay, I've got two sets here. Movie directors or the cast of Glee? Which is it?
Okay, cast of Glee.
Oh, I didn't expect this. All right.
Okay.
Corey Monteith, the like main white boy, the girls would swoon over. Corey Monteith, can't remember this character's name. Is he dead or alive?
He is alive.
Corey Monteith is dead.
He died? Oh, really? How did he die?
Drug overdose about 10 years ago. Yep.
Bummer.
All right. So the main gal, nobody likes. She was a bully on the set. The minorities have said so. She cons her way into Broadway performances and stuff. And haven't seen her in a while. Is it Lea Michele? Don't like her. Main chick on the show. Super obnoxious. Lea Michele.
Okay.
Is she dead or alive?
I liked her. And her name is Lea Michele, I believe. And she's alive.
Lea Michele is?
Alive.
Still alive.
Yep.
Yeah, that's kind of surprising to me.
Singing and kicking.
I believe she forced somebody out of Funny Girl on Broadway so that she could be Funny Girl on Broadway recently.
Well, yeah, I don't think you can force somebody out. She just got the part. I mean, if you got the part, would you want everybody saying, oh, he forced them out?
Well, there's these things called stairs, and you can shove people down them, like a cheerleader in a Lifetime movie, right? All right, next up, Heather Morris. She was one of the cheerleaders, the blonde girl, super ditzy. Believe me, that was not a stretch for her. Ran across her in Wichita some years back when she was in town for a film in the film festival, of which she had maybe 3 seconds of a part, and I have no idea why we needed to spend funds to bring her to Wichita. Heather Morris, is she dead or alive?
She is alive.
Heather Morris is alive.
Good.
Let me tell you, it was not a stretch for her to be this character, because like she posted on Twitter that she was coming to Wichita, but she spelt Wichita wrong and like said the wrong day. Like it was just
embarrassing. Is she the one that went walking around town downtown and saying, "I live in New York City. I'm not afraid to walk down in the city," or something like that? Is that the one that did that?
No, that was an older gal. That was an older gal documentary person who wanted to walk downtown at night, and I was like, I don't think that's a good idea. And then she
and then
the next day she was upset because some homeless guy flashed her. And I'm like, well, you know, I kind of tried to warn you.
I warned you.
Right? So she didn't have a good time, no. All right, up next. Naya Rivera, she played Santana. Remember we talked about Carlos Santana recently-ish? Remember that?
Yeah.
She was also a cheerleader on Glee. Is Naya Rivera dead or alive?
She's probably dead.
Naya Rivera is dead.
How did she die? Is she the one? Oh, she's the one that drowned.
She went swimming with her child. Can't remember if it was a daughter or son. They were on a boat.
Boating.
She went. Yeah. She went in the water. Maybe the kid dropped something and she went, you know, thought she'd dive in and look for it. Maybe that's what happened.
Nobody knows.
She's out on a lake, and I think it was during lockdown, you know, like in the midst of all that, right?
It was during COVID, yep. Yeah,
and so the thing is, it's a murky lake, and unbeknownst to a lot of people who maybe weren't super familiar with it, there was a lot of trees and brush under the lake.
She probably got caught underneath.
It was very tricky to even find her body, because once you go underneath, there's no way to get back up. You're like... You swam through some branches and you can't get back through them. They don't bend the same way, right?
So, oh, man, talk about a nightmare.
Probably not a good way to go.
No.
All right. Up next, Mark Sailing. He played the role of Puck, a big, tough-looking football player-type jock dude on Glee. Is Mark Sailing dead or alive?
He's alive.
Mark Sailing is... dead.
Uh-oh. How did he die?
Now, this is a show that started, 2009 to 2010, something like that?
And we were already all young people.
And it was a cast of, you know, young 20-somethings, and so many of them are dead already. This is the cast, not including Sue Sylvester and the teacher guy, right? By the way, I didn't realize it, but Sue Sylvester, she was in The Fugitive with Harrison Ford. It must have been like one of her first roles.
She was a
doctor that he consulted when he had to help somebody,
you know,
and
what?
She was this tall blonde doctor gal. I don't remember her. I need to see that movie. I need to look and see if it's streaming anywhere, because I like how Tommy Lee Jones is like, I don't care, and I'm like, that's not really what you want to say to somebody who's pointing a gun at you, you know, like, okay, I'll help you, I believe you, like, that'd be, but I don't care, right? But yeah, Mark Sailing. Yeah. I think he was being brought to trial or convicted on some child pornography charges and then suicided. So that's how Mark Sailing died. So, yeah, we've lost three in the young cast of Glee, and I think all before they
that's
turned
really
30.
Sad.
Yeah, so, like, I mean...
Man, it's almost like, ooh,
That is a cursed statistics. Show right there. Something that bothers me about that show is... they had a thing going. I only watched the first season, and I thought it had its moments. Mostly, I like Sue Sylvester's attitude. But they had these slushies. They had, like, blue slushies that they were throwing at people to be bullies at the high school. And I'm thinking, what high school has a slushie machine? Like, where's this coming from? I don't understand that.
And well, maybe they were like health slushies.
I'll tell you, I think
slushies.
What they did was, I think they co-opted that from a scene in Weird Science where Gary and Wyatt are sitting at the mall, and Robert Downey Jr. and his buddy drop a slushie on them. And they have sat in their mind and been like, you know what, we need slushies getting thrown at people on our show. You know, people won't figure out where we ripped that off from. It'll be good. That's what we'll do.
Maybe so.
That's my philosophy on that.
Want,
so that
you want
is...
your quote?
All right.
How'd I do? I got a couple, right?
Yeah, I mean, you got some. I kind of thought you'd think more of them were dead, maybe. I don't know. I don't like keeping track, because keeping track is depressing. So
it is. Hey, guess what your dad and I were watching now? We're
Outlander.
We're binge watching Yellowstone 1883 and with Faith Hill. And what's her husband's name?
Faith Hill's husband.
Anyway, he's a hunk. Anyway, that we're
he was
that
he
last
was
night.
In
was
The Blind
good.
Side. He was married to Sandra Bullock in The Blind Side. Was he not the football coach of the team? Maybe he was. I don't know.
I don't
Is
know.
His
I
name Hill? Maybe like.
No, he's a country. He's a singer too. Oh, what's his name?
Oh, hold on.
I gotta look it up now.
Oh, wait. Okay, Faith Hill. I don't think his last name's Hill. I don't think she wanted to take it. Tim McGraw.
No,
that's it, right?
Yeah, Tim McGraw. Yeah, okay. He looks real good
so
in the show.
So how good are they as actors on this show?
I think they're doing an awesome job.
Are they believable as a husband and wife?
Yeah, And she doesn't have any makeup on, so she's looking pretty older, you know. Because, you know, women back then, they aged really fast.
Yeah, they didn't have, they didn't dye their hair to look young, did they?
Or they didn't have a moisturizer and all that fun stuff. But she's doing a pretty good job. I think he's doing a better job. I'm real impressed with his role. I think they're good. It's good so far. We watched like four
episodes.
Episodes.
Yeah, episodes. Big word okay. for you. Hey, so I don't forget now. For don't forget
what
on the 4th we have Crown Jewel in Saudi Arabia. WWE, the undisputed title is on the line. Roman Reigns, he has like 1,200 days as champ versus LA Knight, the guy who has the catchphrases and goes, "Yeah." That guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gonna be there. Okay.
The whole look. Most people, the assumption of late with the way they do things is these big titles only change at WrestleMania, their biggest event of the year. However, new management. This is like their first show since they call it a PLE, premium live event. I know I hate it. It used to be called a pay-per-view, but it's on Peacock. And so this might be the first premium live event I watch on the Peacock. But anyway, they typically only have the big belt changes at WrestleMania. The company got sold. The McMahons no longer own it, though they kind of run it. Possible new management might say, hey, this guy who's really hot, they got everybody chanting when he does his catchphrases, give him the belt, maybe, at the show in Saudi Arabia, which will be on. It'll be on in the afternoon in America. So I don't want you to forget that. Yeah, I might. Okay. I don't know.
Hey, I have a funny story for you.
Oh, is it funny?
I was staying with my mother-in-law. Well, it's kind of funny. So yesterday we have to go to, before you get your driver's license and stuff.
The DMV.
And we had to get her a handicap tag so she can, parking tag.
Oh,
renewed.
Dude, that winning.
Yeah, so we go and we take her in there, and she has to have her driver's license, and I guess she's supposed to still be driving, but, you know, there's no way anyway. So we get her driver's license. They said, okay, you're going to have to get a new picture. Well, guess what she's going to do after she gets her driver's license picture?
Get her teeth?
Nope, go get her hair done. So we screwed up, and didn't get her hair done.
Well, you should also mention
first.
She doesn't have teeth.
Well, and she remembered her teeth.
Okay.
So she had teeth. So, yeah.
So she had wild hair in the picture.
Well, it doesn't look too bad, but she was.
So how does the handicap marking work? Does she put a placard on the window in the rearview window there?
No, it's a big like a rectangle sign that hangs up on the rearview mirror.
Okay, that's kind of what I said.
We used it today at Walmart.
All right,
she calls it Walmart.
Walmart. She's German.
Yeah.
Like, actually from Germany. So I was wondering, like, if she needed to get a tag with the handicap logo, you know, on there. Because then it'd be like, what vehicle are you going to put that on? But now you guys get to park super close. You liking that?
Yeah.
I bet you're looking forward to that adventure someday, right? Get those prime parking spots.
No, I'm not.
All right, let's go ahead and get your quote from you.
Okay, it's a long one. Comedians' first 10 minutes usually stay with them through their whole career, several years of their career. It's their mission. Oh, I can't even read this mission statement.
Reading is
their
tough.
Their disclaimer that lets people know who they are or where. It's also a good time to make fun of your name. This is awful. Let me see if I can read it better, okay?
No, hold on. So this comedian has Down syndrome, right?
Apparently, his mom does. Okay, let me try again. Comedians' first 10 minutes usually stay with them the first several years of their career. It's their mission statement, their disclaimer that lets people know who they are or where. It's also a good time to make fun of your name. If you have a funny or strange one. Who said that?
So this would be somebody with a funny or strange name?
No, they're just making fun. Who you think would say that?
You know, maybe these quotes would be better if they were actually funny. I don't know. So this is a stand-up comedian not being funny, like trying to be insightful.
This is one. This is one that is deceased.
Is deceased. Is, and this is a male?
And, yes. And he, oh, I'm going to give it away. He did. He is pretty naughty.
Pretty naughty.
Naughty. He's a bad boy.
Okay. Is he a black guy?
No.
Goodness. I don't, I'm kind of at a loss here. Andrew Dice Clay is still alive, by the way.
No, he liked people to send him videos.
Bob Saget?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. There you go. Yeah. Nice.
There we go. Was any kind of naughty?
I watched one of his specials and it blue, just wasn't good, really. It was just he tried, they call it working blue. Yeah, you just try to be gross to people. I think that the comedic aspect there is that you expect him to be Danny Tanner and then, oh, he's going to be gross instead. So,
yeah.
I think that's supposed to, you're supposed to find that funny, but it wears thin quick. That's my thinking anyway.
Oh, well, and you do make fun of your name, though. People screw up your name.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Thanks a lot there. Yeah.
Or your mother screws up your name.
Yeah. What do you call me?
Tyvon.
You call me Tyvon and you call Tyler
Vatyler.
So it's whoever's name you say last, that's the one you're talking to. Vatyler. Tyvon.
Tyvon.
That's right, folks. My mom raised us black.
Next door to yeah. Bye-bye now.
All right, was that fun?
Yeah, it was pretty good. What did you think?
Yeah, it went okay. You gotta start right. Getting the word out. You need to go walk around Walmart and tell everybody you have a podcast. I need to get you a shirt with the name on it, whatever. Like, you got to get the word out, and you need to have that live audience for Thanksgiving.
All right. I got to go get the clothes out of the dryer, so talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Bye.